Congress will vote soon on the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, but voting rights advocates say it could keep some Utahns from casting their ballots. House Republicans claim the bill is aimed at weeding out election fraud. Studies, however, show it's nearly non-existent. If passed, citizens would be required to show in-person documentation for federal elections. According to Sarah Harris with the nonprofit Stand Up America, many states already use state and federal data to verify identities.
So what we're getting is a bill that would actually prevent millions of eligible American citizens from registering to vote by requiring everyone to show up in person with a passport or a birth certificate.
More than 1.2 million Utahns do not hold a valid passport, and close to 700,000 women in the state don't have a birth certificate that matches their current legal name, according to the Center for American Progress. The SAVE Act would also require all voters to travel to their designated election office. For those in rural parts of the state, that can be an hours-long ordeal. Voters in Millard County could spend close to 5 hours on a round trip to get to their closest election office. Harris says some states, such as Kansas, enacted legislation similar to the SAVE Act and claims more than 30,000 eligible citizens were blocked from registering to vote. She calls that bad for democracy.
Our members have sent over 60,000 emails to lawmakers to voice their opposition to this bill. We've also are starting calls and ads and anything to make sure that people know what's happening and that lawmakers are being contacted, because there's a lot coming out of Washington these days.
Harris says groups like hers are concerned about what she calls a dangerous bill and considers the current system efficient at ensuring integrity. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.